Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Build Seven-Figure Founder-Led Teams That Scale. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a startling fact. 90% of the Fortune 500 companies from 1955 are gone today, but founder-led companies are three times more likely to survive and thrive long-term. Today, we're uncovering why the person who started it all makes all the difference in building teams that scale to seven figures and beyond. So what does founder-led actually mean? It's not just having your name on the door. Founder-led means the original creator still drives major decisions and company vision. It's about active leadership and cultural influence, not just ownership percentages. These leaders have skin in the game beyond stock options. They have their entire identity wrapped up in success. The first competitive advantage is speed of decision-making. Founder-led companies cut through corporate bureaucracy instantly. There are no endless committee meetings or approval chains slowing down progress. When opportunity strikes, they pivot in days, not quarters. While competitors are scheduling meetings about having meetings, founder-led teams are already executing. The second advantage is authentic vision alignment. The original mission isn't diluted through layers of management translation. Every team member connects directly to the founder's why. Customers feel this authenticity in every interaction because there's a direct line from the founder's heart to the customer's experience. Let me share a perfect example. When COVID hit in 2020, Brian Chesky at Airbnb personally called his top hosts. While hotel chains held board meetings to discuss their response strategy, he made real-time decisions. Airbnb recovered faster than any major travel company because one person could act decisively without corporate red tape. Here's your actionable takeaway. If you're building a company, stay intimately close to key decisions as you scale. Don't delegate your vision. Delegate the execution of your vision. If you're investing or job hunting, look for active founder involvement as a competitive advantage indicator. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.